everlasting gospel. Can you say amen? And when we understand what gospel means, it means good news. Can you say amen? And this good news, amen, praise God, that is the everlasting gospel, is good news that never comes to an end. Can you imagine in your mind, praise God, just the idea, praise God, of having, amen, news so good, amen, that all of eternity, every time you think about, amen, that news, praise God, it lifts your heart all over again, and you all over again are ready to give God the glory and to give him the praise. Amen. Can't nobody give you that kind of news but God himself. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And you ought to thank him this morning because he's the author of that good news. And amen, praise God, when we look in the word of the Lord this morning, amen, in that 14th chapter of the book of Revelation, praise God, amen, we do not see a man of God standing in the pulpit preaching. Can you say amen? Amen. While, amen, praise God, the gospel, amen, praise God, in the church dispensation has been given to the angel of the church. And as, amen, Revelation lets us know, praise God, amen, God addresses the angel of the church, and that angel of the church is the messenger of the church, the pastor, that one that speaks unto the people of God, amen, praise God, his word, amen. But when we get over into tribulation, praise God, we find, amen, praise God, that God has done something different, amen, praise God. And while, amen, amen, there is a gospel that is being preached, amen, prior to the end of the age, which is the preaching or the taking up again of the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, because God is wanting, amen, praise God, the world to know that the kingdom that he's promised, amen, praise God, is coming, amen. Prior to, praise God, he waited for the Jews to accept him. Can you say amen? Amen. And they rejected him, and amen, toward the end of the age, he's going to bring them through trouble that will open their eyes and cause them to accept the one that they rejected. Amen. Praise God. They will, praise God, come. Can you say amen? And while they are blind in part now, amen, praise God, God will lift the scales of blindness, and they will look upon him whom they have pierced, and they will recognize who he is. Can we say amen? Amen. Amen. So many people, praise God, in the time that we're living in right now, with all of this word, still cannot recognize who Jesus is. And if we are among the redeemed, praise God, who have come to know God, amen, praise God, we have something to celebrate God for. Can you say amen? For everyone in the house that's saved, know this, amen, praise God, that narrow was the gate. Can you say amen? Amen. The gate was straight, the Bible says. That means it was narrow. Can you say amen? Straight is the gate, he said, and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. And if you, praise God, are a partaker of eternal life, amen, praise God, already know that you are among the elite, amen, group, can you say amen, who have come to faith in God and believe him to be a savior and a deliverer and a way maker. How many believe he's all of that right now? Somebody ought to shout, Jesus, he's my savior. Jesus, he's my deliverer. Jesus, he's my way maker. I can't hear you shouting. Amen. But believe it today. Amen. With is no way. Only he is the way. Hallelujah. But praise God, when we come to this passage of scripture, amen, praise God, we find out, hallelujah, that while there is a renewal of the preaching, amen, of the kingdom of God, because surely the kingdom is coming, amen, praise God, somewhere in the midst of tribulation, an angel from the Lord is dispatched. Can you say amen? And that angel that is dispatched, amen, praise God, comes forth, amen, preaching, amen, praise God, an everlasting gospel. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen. What is the text of this everlasting gospel? Can you say amen? Amen. Fear God and keep his commandments. Can you say amen? Your neighbor didn't change. Amen. All the way to the end. Amen. The angel, as he goes forth, amen, preaching, amen, the everlasting gospel, the text is fear God, keep his commandments, and worship him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, the final word is about the worship of God. The final word is about, amen, fearing only God. Can you say amen? Putting it in the context, can you say amen? It is in the context where the Antichrist has come to the pinnacle of his power. Amen, praise God. Antichrist now has declared himself to be God. Amen, he has restricted worship of any other God. Amen, but himself, because he is declaring that he is God. He has, hallelujah, amen, elevated himself to a place where he is a mighty conqueror, amen, of armies, amen, to the point, amen, that the world has the battle cry, amen, who is like the beast, and who can make war with him. Can we say amen? So praise God, he is elevated, hallelujah, amen, as a mighty warrior. Not only that, hallelujah, but he elevates himself, amen, in the position where he controls commerce, amen, and amen, he has the edict gone forth that no man will buy or no man can sell unless they have, amen, his mark in their forehead or in their hand. Can you say amen? In other words, if you don't identify with him and his government, you will not be able, amen, to converse in commerce. Can you say amen? You won't be able to buy or to sell unless you have that mark of the beast. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Not only that, hallelujah, but beside being, amen, hallelujah, the amen, mighty warrior, and beside being the head of commerce, amen, he decides that since I'm all of that, that I am all of that, Lord, and he exalts, amen, himself, amen, to be God all by himself. Y'all ought to praise God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, in dark times, amen, the light of God shines even more brightly. You ought to praise God for the light that shines in darkness, and the world cannot comprehend, amen, the light of the God. Tell your neighbor, God will illuminate, amen, your darkness if you allow the light.
say amen. And so on this backdrop, amen, halfway in, amen, to the 7-year tribulation, the time that is identified in the word of God as a great tribulation, when the Antichrist is standing up proclaiming himself as God. God sends the angel. Can you say amen? Amen. To preach an everlasting gospel. Amen. And what is it? He says, amen, to fear God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, no matter what the world is lifting up to be God, you need to fear the true and living God. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Fear God and keep his commandments is the text of the word of the Lord. Amen. This gospel is identified as an everlasting gospel. Amen. This is a final word. Hallelujah to humanity. We carry this word into eternity. Amen. What do we carry? The fear of the Lord. That means God will be reverenced. Hallelujah. Forever and forever and forevermore. Tell your neighbor, God will be reverenced forever and forever and forevermore. Hallelujah. I know, amen, that when it's dark, it don't look good, but my God always provides hope. Amen. Where there is despair. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you have despair, God has hope for you. Can you say amen? He always provides hope where there is despair. Can you say amen? The devil say you can't make it, but God said yes you can. Can you say amen? The enemy says you'll never be able to hold on, but God said trust me. Can you say amen? Don't trust the world, but trust me. Can you say amen? For no one that put their trust in the Lord will ever be disappointed. Y'all ought to praise him. Somebody say, Lord, help me to trust you. Can you say amen? Somebody said, Lord, help me to trust you. When it don't look good, help me to trust you. When it don't look like it's going to work out, help me to trust you. When I can't see my way, help me, Lord, to trust you. And so God, in that dark hour, dispatch the angel to preach the everlasting gospel. And that everlasting gospel is a message, amen, of hope in a time of trouble. Tell your neighbor, thank God for a message of hope in a time of trouble. Because a message of hope is telling you to hold on. God ain't done yet. Hold on. God ain't finished yet. Hold on. And if you wait on the Lord, he will show you that he is yet God and yet in control. Somebody ought to praise him just for who he is. Just praise him for who he is. Tell your neighbor, if I can hold out a little while longer, if I can hold on a little while longer, if I can hold on to his unchanging hand, he'll make a way out of no way. Can you say amen? And praise God. The amen message. Fear God. Keep his commandment. And worship God. Can you say amen? So when the enemy is putting forth another program, amen, that look like
he got control over everything. God is saying, no, I'm still here. I'm still in control. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, just because you don't always feel him, don't mean he ain't there. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, just because it don't look good, it don't mean that God ain't no way maker. Y'all need to praise him today. Can you say amen? Don't forget who we are. We are the redeemed of the Lord. And we don't walk like everybody else. We walk by faith. Can you say amen? That means the child of God will look at it and say, I don't care what it looked like. Okay. Just tell me what God said. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I don't care what it looked like. All I want to know is what God said. Can you say amen? Tell him again, I don't care what it looked like. What God said and what did God say? Joanne reminded us this morning, many are afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord, he will deliver. Anybody believe God is still able? Can you say amen? Anybody believe God is still able? Tell your neighbor, all I need is faith in God. Say amen. Because if I believe God, he can make a way out of no way. Amen. Just like in that hour, God dispatched the angel to let the world know. Amen. There is yet good news. Can you say amen? In your trouble, there is yet good news. I'm here to let you know I'm not that angel. I'm the angel of the church. I'm here to let you know that even now, in your trouble, there is yet good news. Can you say amen? It don't matter if you got this condition or that. It don't matter if you have that bondage or this bondage. I'm here to let you know there is yet good news, because God is greater than your circumstances. Can you say amen? You want deliverance? He's a deliverer. You need a way out? He's your way. You searching for an answer? He is the answer to your question. Amen. He'll show you what your life is about. Can you say amen? You don't know what your life is about? God will show you. Can you say amen? You don't know what joy is about? God will show you. You don't know how to find lasting peace? God will show you. Can you say amen? You're looking at all the wrong places, but I heard him say, come unto me. Can you say amen? I read the word. Can you say amen? And the word said the wicked is as a troubled sea. Amen. Casting up mire. Can you say amen? When you don't have a relationship with God, there's always something coming up in your life. And you're worried over here. And you're worried over there. And you're worried about this. And you're worried about that. Can you say amen? Thank God that when you get a place in God, you ain't got to worry. Can you say amen? You were out of debt, so you can keep stop worrying. Can you say amen? But believe me, when you get out of debt, God got something else. Can you say amen? Amen. Will you take care of that? There's something else. Can you say amen? The plumber trying to plug the leak. Every time
close one, another one open up. Can you say amen? That's how it is in the world without God. You patching that old hose. Can you say amen? Every time you get a patch on, something else begins to leak. What you need is a new hose. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you need a new life. You need a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he fixes it for you, you ain't got to worry about no leak springing. Can you say amen? Because when he fixes it, he fixes it once and for all. He can erase your worries. He can take away your cares. Can you say amen? Understand that every child of God in the world, we got bills like everybody else. Can you say amen? We go to work like everybody else. Can you say amen? We deal with traffic and everything else like everyone else. But there's a difference for the redeemed of the Lord. Can you say amen? We don't deal with it on our own. Lord, can you say amen? Why don't you worry? Because God told me to cast my cares on him. Can you say amen? And if he got it, I ain't got to worry about it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if I give it to God, then I don't have to worry about it. So the word went forth. The angel comes to preach an everlasting gospel. Dear God, keep his commandments. Yes, can you just say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Worship God.
Yeah.
So God makes a contrast. Amen. Praise God. In the time of great tribulation, he sets, amen, praise God, his promises over against what the enemy is declaring. Can you say amen? Amen. The enemy is declaring, amen, praise God, that he's the head. Amen, praise God. Amen. He's the master warrior. He's the mighty
warrior.
That's
what he said.
Can you say amen? He's declaring that he is, amen, praise God, over all commerce. He's declaring above all that he is God himself. Can you say amen? But God sends the message. He said, don't be fooled.
No, don't do it.
Can you say amen? I ain't moved yet.
No.
Can you say amen? But I'm getting ready to move. And amen, praise God, I haven't revealed yet. Amen, everything, but I'm getting ready. And so don't be fooled by the enemy. Can we say amen? When we read over there in the 11th chapter, amen, of the book of Revelation, amen, praise God, we heard, amen, that at the sound of the seventh trumpet, can you say amen? Amen. There was an announcement that went forth. Amen. From amen. Glory. And what was the announcement? That the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, ultimately, God will show who is, amen, the mighty warrior. Ultimately, God will show. Can you say amen? Who is, amen, praise God, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Ultimately, God will show that he yet reigns in the earth. And all of those, hallelujah, who have believed the truth of his word will be able to enjoy the benefits of his reign. Amen. That's, amen, ahead of us. But right now, amen, the enemy, amen, is proclaiming himself to be your conqueror. He got you conquered in alcohol. He got you conquered in drugs. He got you conquered, amen, in relationship. And he's telling you, I'm ruling over you. Can you say amen? But God is saying, don't be fooled. Amen. I'm still God. I still reign. Even now, amen, I'm able to bring deliverance in the midst of your trouble. I can bring about a change in your life. Amen. The good news is, amen, at this time, amen, praise God, you can look around, amen, because God
God has raised up witnesses, amen, that were in those kind of conditions, but God delivered them out. Can you say amen? And there is a witness, amen, that you can be delivered from drugs. Oh, you ought to give God a praise. There is a witness, amen. Somebody can tell you that, yeah, I was in bondage, but the Lord, he delivered me. I was, amen, in bondage, but the Lord loosed me from my chains. I was shackled. I was burdened by my heavy burden, but the Lord turned my mourning into rejoicing. Anybody got a reason? Himself, his great power, and he reigns. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor this is truth. Amen. God will reign. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor this is truth. God will reign. Amen. Tell him this is truth. God will reign. Ain't no if, no and, no but about it. Every knee gonna bow. Everyone. Can you say amen? You can't be humble now. God gonna reign. Can you say amen? You can make it up in your mind that I want to give him glory now, because the time will come when everything in this earth will be giving him the glory and giving him the praise. Can you say amen? The gospel is good news, but if our gospel be hid, can you say amen? In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not. Can you say amen? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine into their heart. How many want to be illuminated? How many want the light to shine in their heart? Amen. You, amen, can invite God to illuminate your mind right now. If you redeem, you can ask God to let me see, Lord, that I need to always be giving you the glory and giving you the praise, no matter what my circumstance may be. In your life, God has one way, amen, that's who he is. You can't come at him any kind of way. He got one way. Tell your neighbor, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. You can't come how you want to come. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, this ain't Burger King. You can't have it your way. Can you say amen? You gotta come the way God has ordained. One way to the Lord. Repentance. Can you say amen? Turn around to God. Tell God, I wanna live. I don't wanna die. I wanna live. One way. Can you say amen? Somebody said you gotta take. take me to the water? Can you say amen? Bury me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't sprinkle no water on me. Bury me. Can you say amen? We gotta be buried in water, in the name. Oh yeah, they gotta be a name. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, gotta be a name. And a baptism, that means buried in the water, in the name. And what name is it? Jesus. I can't hear you. What name is it? Jesus. Amen. For the Bible declares that there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Can you say amen? I know what I said. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Because when the jailer comes, amen, praise God, amen, to Paul and Silas, and he says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? In Acts 16 and verse number 30, can you say amen? And the answer is, believe on the Lord and you will be saved and your house. Can you say amen? But don't you think, amen, that that's the end of the matter? Tell your neighbor sometime you gotta read a little further. Can you say amen? Sometime you gotta read a little more. And when you go over in that 10th chapter of the book of Romans, can you say amen? The baptism in Jesus' name is a calling on the name of the Lord. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the baptism in Jesus' name is a calling on the name of the Lord. Because when that preacher puts you down in the water, or that deacon put you in the water, the last word he ought to say over you is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? It's a calling on the name of the Lord. But I heard Paul say, as he wrote to the church in Rome, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it starts with identifying the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you say amen? You can't call on his name if you don't believe him. Can you say amen? How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe without a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? And I'm here to let you know, every preacher that God sent is going to give you the same message, because God, amen, ain't like that. He don't speak out of all sides of his mouth. He got one way, one course, one revelation, one truth. Can you say amen? Amen. One God. Can you say amen? One faith, one baptism, one God and Father that is above all and through you all. If you get the Holy Ghost, I got the same Holy Ghost that you got. You can't have a different one, because they all come from the same one. Can you say amen? If he moved me, he ought to move you. If he, hallelujah, make me praise him, he ought to make you praise him. If he stirred my heart, he ought to stir your heart. Amen. I heard Jude say that we are earnestly to contend for the common salvation. It's not common because it's cheap. It costs a whole lot. But it's common because everyone that got it got the same thing. Can you say amen? Your Holy Ghost gonna be like my Holy Ghost. Just make sure you get the Holy Ghost. You get the baptism. Can you say amen? Amen. The message is out. Amen. To come unto him. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest.
Yes, sir.
That's the message right now.
Oh, yeah.
You can come without trouble, without pain.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Nobody got no gun to your head. Nobody got no knife at your back. Ain't nobody asking you to take no mark. And you can come right now.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God, of your own free will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you say amen?
That's right.
But the day's gonna
I'm
come.
I'm telling you, it's coming.
Can you say amen? When amen, praise God, on pain of death, you will have to stand and declare allegiance to God. Can you say amen? And I'm just inviting you to come now.
Right.
Amen. Pray, come now. When amen, there ain't no guillotine in the background. Amen. Saying either repent or die. Can you say amen? And they ain't saying repent of sin. They were saying repent of your faith in God.
God, that's what they
say. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Repent or die. And amen. And you think it's hard now? Can you say amen? You think it's hard now? What God asking you now? Amen. Praise God. Take my yoke upon you. I mean, yeah, you got some stuff to give up.
But most,
the stuff you give it up, not to say most, but all the stuff you give it up is killing you.
I'm telling you.
It's just killing you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And you're acting like you want to live. You take the medicine from the doctor. You go and get the checkup. You exercise. Can you say amen? You acting like you want to live, and when God out for you life.
Come on here.
Come
on.
When God offer you life, amen, praise God, then you hard to find. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. No, I want to go to the gym. No, I got something else to do. No, I ain't going to be there. I ain't got that much time. And you don't even know that what time you got. Can you say amen? You might be gone from here tomorrow. Amen, praise God. And how sad is it to wake up in hell and say, Lord, I could have got in church. Amen, yesterday. And here I am in hell today. Can you You think there ain't gonna be sad times? Amen. Look to the book of Luke, chapter number 16. I got a message from hell. Can you say amen? Don't come! Can you say amen? Amen. You want a flyer? Amen. And say, don't come. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God, tell my five brothers. I got five brothers. Can you say amen? Send them a word. Amen. Praise God. The brochure reads, I'm tormented. In these flames. Amen. Don't come. And I'm tormented in these flames. Don't come. You say amen.
God, my God.
You think you got time. No, you got grace.
You got nothing.
You think you got time. You got grace. Just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you got time,
yes.
If it weren't for the grace of God,
yes.
Where would any of us be?
Yes.
Some of us made up our mind before grace ran out.
Yes. That's
everybody
right.
Won't do
that's
that.
Right.
When they die, it still will be grace available. Can you say amen? Everybody won't do it. When they die, God's mercy is still going to be there available.
Yes.
Amen. What you mean? I mean that God is still going to be good. All the way up to your end.
God,
he's still going to be merciful all the way up to your end.
Yes.
He's still going to extend grace all the way up to your end.
Yes.
And the day that you die, God will still be offering grace and mercy.
God.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. So then why should I be urgent? Amen. If God always going to have grace and mercy available to me, the thing is, you don't know how long you're going to live. Can you say amen? So God saying the day you hear my voice, don't you harden your heart, because you don't know what your tomorrow
will bring.
I ain't pressed, Pastor. I ain't pressed. Amen. Praise God. I got time. I'd like to know who you talking to.
I know.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I'll do it next week. I'll do it later. Can you say amen?
That's what I said.
God is no stupid being. If God's counsel is, in the day that you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. I don't care where you get any other counsel.
The best counsel comes from God.
Amen.
In fact, there's no wisdom or knowledge against God.
Yep, yep,
he know more than anybody.
Yep.
Can you at any time about anything?
Go ahead.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And if God tell you in the day you hear my voice, don't harden your heart.
Yes, sir.
He means that this is your opportunity.
Yes.
And you'd be foolish to pass it up because you don't know where, amen, your life ends. My grace will still be there.
Yes.
But if you drop dead, you won't be able to take advantage of it.
Right.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. His grace will still be there. And you left the house on your way, amen, to the drugstore and never made it. Never made it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
With all intention of doing the rest of your day, you had your day planned out. I'm going to drop out of the drugstore, pick this up, run over here and run over there. And after, amen, praise God, certain time of the day, they were looking for you over here and over there, and you never showed up. Can you say amen? And the last thing they know, well, he was on his way to the drugstore. Can you say amen? It's how brief our life can be. And God wants us, amen, praise God, to draw closer to him. You're not cruising on your own. You're cruising on God's grace and his mercy. And amen, praise God. And he's only letting you ride so that you can get eternal life. The reason you're alive right now is God is extending you another opportunity to be saved. Make no mistake about it. Yesterday, if the devil had had his way,
man,
you'd be dead.
It would have been over. Horrible death.
If the devil had had his way, you would have seen the light of
this. It wouldn't have been.
God allowed you to see this day.
Thank you, Lord.
So that you might have eternal
wonderful
life.
Savior.
The only reason, amen, praise God, you unredeemed and living is for you to be redeemed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why you live. To be redeemed. Can you say amen?
Amen?
God got you here alive so that you can find him before it's everlasting too late. The everlasting gospel will be preached among those in the last day. Amen. Praise God. And the message, amen, that we will carry into eternity is to fear God, to reverence him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is to keep his commandments. And amen. And to worship God alone.
Amen.
What a day it will be when God himself will tabernacle among men. One more thing before I let you go. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah told us about Emmanuel.
Yes.
And amen. Praise God. Amen. That the name of the Lord would be called Emmanuel. When we got into the New Testament, God revealed to us that Emmanuel meant God with us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, and he came.
Amen.
And he was with us.
He was with
but
us.
He didn't stay.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. He was only here 33, maybe 33 and a half years. And he ascended up in the glory. And so then, praise God, we haven't reached the fullness of our Emmanuel. We haven't come into the fullness of God with us. Can you say amen? We only got a taste of God being with us. And what was that taste like? Amen. To heal the sick and amen. Pray, raise the dead. Amen. Fed many thousand. Amen. Praise God. From just a little bit, showed the power of his hand to rebuke the wind and the wave. Amen. Praise God. He was there with us just a little while. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But before he left, he told us, look. Amen. Praise God. Let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions.
Yes.
I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Wonderful.
That where I am, that ye may be also. And if I go away, can you say amen? Tell your baby, he did go away.
Yes, he did go away.
He did go away.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, and if I go away, I'm coming again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. Amen. Here's where I want you to be found. Y'all, something the deacon get Revelation 21 and 3. And you say, somebody read that for us. Revelation, here's where I want you to be found. I'm leaving you. Amen. Praise God. In Revelation chapter 21, read from verse 3.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
Listen, stop for a minute. Behold, that means look, the tabernacle of God is with men. We be coming into the fullness of our Emmanuel. God with us. You want to be in the U.S.
Yes.
And I ain't talking about the U.S. of A.
Right.
I'm talking about in that us.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Yes. You want to be there in that us.
Yes.
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with us. Read.
And he will dwell with them.
Uh-huh.
And they shall be his people.
Uh-huh.
And God himself shall be with them.
Wait. And he will dwell with them.
Coming
into the fullness of our Emmanuel. What is it? God with us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
No longer is it going to be the hope of glory. It will be the glory. Can you say amen? It will be God with us. God himself will dwell what among his people? Read.
And they shall be his people.
Mm-hmm.
And God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. That will bring us into eternity. That is the message of the everlasting gospel. We will come into our fullness of the Emmanuel. God will be with us for eternity. And if you're not with God in eternity, you can figure out who you're going to be with. You can say, praise God. Tell your neighbor, you want to be in that us. It is a gospel that is everlasting. God bless you.